I'm Daniel Levine, and this is the Bio Report. Physicians treating people with burns typically incorrectly assess the depth of burn wounds in about 25 to 30% of cases. That, in part, is due to a lack of diagnostic tools to assess the severity of a burn and to determine the best approach to treatment. Spectral AI has developed the DeepView system, a predictive device that offers clinicians an objective and immediate assessment of a wound's healing potential prior to treatment or other medical interventions. We spoke to Pete Carlson, CEO of Spectral AI, about the company's AI-driven DeepView system, how it works, and how it changes outcomes for patients. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Danny. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
We're going to talk about burn care management, Spectral AI's DeepView AI platform, and its efforts to harness artificial intelligence for wound healing prediction to guide treatment decisions. Let's start with the problem today. How do physicians assess burns and the appropriate treatments for them?
Danny, physicians right now are making visual assessment and of wounds and burns, and they're subjectively assessing whether the burn will heal or not and what type of treatment is needed. Unlike some other areas, cardiovascular or orthopedic areas, there is not an existing diagnostic, such as a CAT scan or an ultrasound, to aid in that visual assessment. The other thing is that burn wounds change in appearance over time. Some of that is healing and some of that may not be healing. What we've seen is clinically, patients will occupy a bed for about 5 days or more to determine if surgery is necessary for a burn.
How good are physicians at making these assessments? What's the consequence of being wrong?
Currently, clinical judgment, this visual inspection, is probably as good as a coin flip for most generalists. Burn specialists can get to be right sort of 70%, 75% of the time. And when we're saying right here, what we mean is that determining whether the burn will heal naturally or not. Many burns will heal naturally, or parts of the burn will heal naturally. And this is what the doctor is trying to visually assess and what our device helps give more objective information for. When you ask about what the consequence of being wrong, inaccurate assessments can lead to delayed or inappropriate treatment, you know, resulting in a higher probability of infections, additional cost, longer hospital stays, or even over-excision of the skin area. What, saying it another way, there are 125 burn centers in the United States. So just by definition, that is a precious resource, and it's not next to everybody. So two things will happen with burns. One is you're using a bed that's there are only so many of, and the other is you're going to have high cost transportation, certainly an ambulance, if not a helicopter. And if you've sent somebody to a burn center that doesn't need to go, you are using a resource when a more severe burn patient would need it. You're being exposed to infections, and the costs are obvious of the travel. So that's what. It's a little more color on that aspect. And then the consequences are if it's easier to see it as if somebody has elected to not treat a wound because they think it will heal and it ends up not healing that burn. Well, then they're waiting for weeks suffering until they get the surgery they need or the other treatment. And again, on the other side, people may have been transferred to burn centers unnecessarily or even have surgery unnecessarily. So all of these lead to both increase in costs and delayed patient outcomes.
I suspect many listeners might be surprised by the number of burn injuries that require medical care. How big a need is this addressing?
According to the American Burn Association, there are 1 million burns annually, and approximately 50% of burn injuries present themselves in an emergency department. 10%, or 50,000 of those, are admitted to hospital for extended care. The bigger access here is the access to the care. As I mentioned, there are only 125 burn centers in the country, while there are over 5,000 emergency rooms. And what we're looking to do with our device is make all location experts in burn care by utilizing the predictive technology so that all 5,000 of those emergency rooms, or people across all those emergency rooms, would have the opportunity to leverage this technology.
A total body surface area burn can require a long hospital stay. What's the economic impact of these people with severe burns?
They certainly can result in a long hospital stay, Danny. You're correct there. And that obviously has substantial economic impact, both on the length of the care and the amount of time needed for rehabilitation. The severe cases cost five times more than the minor cases, and the stay in the hospital system can be twice as long.
Spectral AI is developing the DeepView AI platform. What is DeepView and how does it work?
DeepView is the name of the overall technology, and it composes multiple parts. First, it starts with the image capture, and then there is the artificial intelligence running an algorithm which results in a predictive diagnosis. It's a fascinating technology that uses multispectral image capture to determine viability of minute parts of the skin, individual pixels, if you will.
You say multispectral. I take it this is using, in part, spectrums of light that are not visible to the human eye. What's the significance of that?
You're correct, Danny. We are using image capturing that goes from near ultraviolet light through the visible wavelengths that human eyes can see to the near ultra-red range. If you're talking in nanometers, it's 400 to 900 nanometers. And the significance of that is that light is the messenger of what lies beneath the skin. And the wide variety of wavelengths capture wound tissue physiology and the viability of various biomarkers within the skin and from the injured tissue spectral signatures. Trying to translate a little bit of that, the spectral signatures occur because different parts of the wavelength, the image travels different lengths of time. And so it can capture the multiple dimensions within a burn. This is what allows us to have such precise assessment. And it also allows us to have very precise 3D measurement of the wound. So we are capturing multiple dimensions in this image with that wide range of wavelengths, and it produces some very detailed mapping through these 3D measurements.
The DeepView system looks a lot like an ultrasound. How is it used? Does it take a single image? Does it require any special movement by the person using it? And how dependent are the results on how a person actually uses the device?
Damian, it's a good analogy to an extent of an ultrasound. One of the big differences is the DeepView device and image capture happens without any skin contact. So it is not invasive. The actual device that captures the image is about the size of a household iron. It's attached to a cart, and the healthcare practitioner would hold that iron about 40 centimeters above the wound area, the wound bed. There are four, there are actually five cameras on the unit. One is in the middle, and it's sort of the viewing camera, and it's like looking at a viewfinder on a camera, if you will. And then there are four high quality image capturing cameras, along with two LED lights that provide the spectrum of wavelengths.
What types of information does it actually capture?
The DeepThrough system, through its imaging technology, extracts clinical data, processes the image, and then provides spectral signatures to the artificial intelligence model and algorithms. The algorithm then classifies the various severities of the injury as full damaged, meaning non-healing, partially damaged, or healthy tissue, which is healing. And the other thing the technology does, it will display a comparison that has a picture or an image of the wound, and then an image with a cover overlay of the non-healing portions of the wound. It's a nice roadmap for the practitioner to know where to focus their care.
How fast does a physician get a result, and does it provide specific instructions for care?
It's essentially immediate image capture, 200 milliseconds, and the output from the device happens within 20 to 30 seconds. So it's very instantaneous. And again, this is a day one assessment that's being done. The output is a yes-no answer to whether the burn will heal within 21 days or not. And again, that overlay of the map or of those two images will be able to present parts of the wound where the answer is yes, and parts of the wound or the burn where the answer is no.
And what's known about the accuracy of the system?
Well, as you remember from earlier, I mentioned that general practitioners with their visual assessment are probably as good as a coin flip, call it 50%. A generalist might get into the 70% range. Our results in recent testing have shown the system to have a 92% accuracy.
How does this change the treatment of these burns or the outcomes for patients?
Going back to talking about lengths of stay is one way to think about this. Generally, people will estimate that the average stay for a burn in a hospital is about 8 days, somewhat over 8 days. And our assessment and our work to date indicates that consistent use of our device would reduce that average length of stay by 3 days. And you can only imagine the cost savings from that, knowing the expenses associated with each day in the hospital. The other part, you know, we've talked about how we would not be, the healthcare system would not incur costs transferring patients to a burn center where they did not need to go. That saves the transportation costs. That saves the cost of a specialty hospital like a burn center or a specialty facility. And it allows those beds to be available for the people that truly need them. So you're reducing unnecessary transfers. You're avoiding surgery and all the costs and admission associated with that. And I mentioned finally the 3D measurement that gives a standardized measurement of the total body surface area that's been damaged.
It generally takes a lot of data to train a system like this. What did you use for data to do that?
What we've done over time, and a reminder here that Spectral has been at this for really 14 years now. Focused on burns for the last 10 plus years. So to date, through all of our work, we have captured approximately 340 billion pixels of data associated with these wounds. So it's a vast database. And what's important for us is that's all our data. That is organically obtained and fully owned and accessible only to us.
And is it continuously learning, or did you get to a point where there's now a fixed algorithm?
No, it's continuously learning. So that number I just mentioned is increased 50% in the last year and a half. So it is continually building. Ultimately, in deployment of the device, the devices in the field, at the request and specification of the government agency that's been funding our work for MERN, the devices will be standalone. So the learning will be more in a batch process over time, as opposed to every image leading to additional information that's applied immediately. But we are capturing all that data, and we'll, subject to the privacy laws, we'll have access to it.
And what's been done to validate the system, and is there a regulatory path you have to travel here?
Well, two different questions there. Let me talk a little bit about validation. Part of the validation is ongoing clinical trials. So we do what we call testing clinical studies and validation clinical studies. Testing is, you can think of sort of as building the database, testing the device, and the validation, and this is the project or the clinical trial we have underway right now for Burns, over 240 patients in the course of this calendar year, will be in a validation study where we are testing how the machine and the device works in relation to, in comparing it to doctors' assessments. The other aspect about this is all of this is tied to something called the ground truth. And it is, the ground truth is the way we validate the individual decisions. And what that means is the machine and the protocol for the trials have assessments after certain periods of days. But if there's been intervention or planned intervention by the practitioner, we will capture punch biopsies actually from the skin, and those will be identified against, or those will be assessed by a panel of experts. And so the ground truth is either what ultimately happens to the wound or what this separate assessment says if a decision's been made, say, in the first few days to go ahead and have surgery. Normally for the burn in this assessment, the question is, will it heal within 21 days or not? So the decisions by the tool itself are validated against this ground truth. And as I said, we are in this validation trial.
And what is the endpoints you're using for that trial?
Well, the endpoint is essentially, was the determination correct or not? So when the device provided a binary, yes, the burn will heal or not. We're also looking at diabetic foot ulcers. So that's more, will the ulcer, the wound, reduce in size by 50% within 4 weeks. Those are the kind of yes, no answers that are being assessed by the device. And the output for the trial is what was the accuracy of that?
The Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority's project BioShield recently provided Spectral AI with a $149 million contract for the advanced development of the DeepView system. The contract also includes options with an additional total value of approximately $95 million and can be exercised for additional product development, procurement, and deployment of DeepView at U.S. emergency departments, trauma centers, and burn centers in a phased approach. What's the significance of this contract for Spectral AI? What will it allow you to do?
This is a very significant contract, Danny, and it actually builds on 10 years of work with BARDA. BARDA is in place, and their mandate is to deal with prepare for mass casualty events and responses to those situations. And so that's why they're working with us on the burn indication. They have been looking for us to develop this tool to help triage, what would be a large volume of burn situations in a case like that. So today, this is our third contract with BARDA. Is how the group is known. The first two, again, ran over about 10 years and provided over just about $100 million in funding. That work was all research and development work. And in this latest Project BioShield contract, the first $55 million of that $149 million is for continued research and development, including support for the pivotal study we are underway for to validate the device. That runs through the first quarter of 2026. After that, we pivot to a procurement and deployment situation, subject to BARDA exercising the option. And the focus there is going to be on burn centers, again, 125 of those in the United States, along with select emergency departments. This funding covers both the initial procurement of the medical device, as well as an annual artificial intelligence license fee for several years. We're very excited about this opportunity to continue this work with our great partner, BARDA.
This is non-dilutive funding, which is always welcome, but how far will existing cash take you, and is there a plan for raising additional capital?
The BARDA contract, the way this works is it pays as it goes. So we incur costs and then bill BARDA monthly. We bill them for those costs plus a fee that's stated in the contract for kind of overhead and additional cost. And BARDA pays us for that quite timely, so within a month or so. So we really are about a 6 to 8 week time lag between incurring costs and having them fully funded. And so that supports all of our burn activity. And the company uses additional capital for activities such as assessing the DFU opportunity, that's the diabetic foot ulcer, and some of the work we're doing outside the United States. We recently received approval in the UK for use of our burn technology and have deployed a device in the Newcastle area. We're very excited about this. So we have our cash, coming along as we need it for burn. And then we rely on the company, for instance, did a capital raise in 2021, had some capital raised as part of the merger transaction last year, a little bit. And we also have an equity line of credit in place. So all of those allow us to make decisions on how quickly we want to accelerate some of this other development activity.
Pete Carlson, CEO of Spectral AI. Pete, thanks so much for your time today.
Danny, I appreciate the opportunity to chat.
Thanks for listening. The Bio Report is a production of the Levine Media Group. To automatically download this podcast each week, subscribe to our RSS feed or through iTunes or other podcast manager. To join our mailing list, go to levinemediagroup.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to drop us a line or are interested in sponsoring this podcast, send email to danny@levinemediagroup.com. Special thanks to Jonah Levine, who composed our theme music, and the Jonah Levine Collective, which performs it.